Title: Total Science Edit. Tighten a Tom Fill from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using Session View to Arrangement View. Intro: Hi. In this lesson, we'll build a tight, punchy Tom Fill in the style of a Total Science Edit, using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. We start in Session View with raw Tom samples or MIDI in a drum rack, sculpt timing and dynamics at the MIDI level, then record into Arrangement and finish the audio with warping, slicing, echo, compression, and saturation, so the fill sits perfectly in a DNB mix. Keep your BPM in the 174 to 176 range for that classic drum and bass feel. What you'll build, you'll program a 1-bar or 2-bar tom fill using drum rack and simpler or sampler. Tighten timing with quantize and micro nudges. Shape dynamics with velocity and drum bus. Remove bleed and tails. Record the session performance into arrangement as audio, then finalize timing and tone with warping, sliced MIDI or manual slicing, EQ8, glue, and saturator. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Set up your session, start a new leg set and set the BPM to 174-176. In session view, create a MIDI track and load an instrument rack, then drop in a drum rack. Populate 3 pads with tom samples. Tom 1, Tom 2, Tom 3, using simpler on each pad or sampler if you have sweet. Choose clean, punchy Tom hits from Live's core library or your sample folder. B. Program the fill in session view. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the drum rack track. Use a 1/16 or 1/32 grid depending on how busy you want it. A classic Total Science Edit approach. Place a 16th note or 32nd note roll around beat 4. Move between Tom 2 and Tom 3. And finish with an accented low tom 1 on the downbeat of the next bar. Shape velocity so the final hit is accentuated and intermediary hits are slightly softer. C. Tighten timing and feel at the MIDI level. Quantize the clip. Select all notes and hit CMD/Ctrl+U or use the quantize command to 1/16 or 1/32. Then micro nudge notes by a few milliseconds to get that surgical tight but human feel. Shorten note lengths or tighten simpler envelopes so releases don't overlap and smear. Map velocity to volume, or to filter in simpler so lower velocities have shorter decays and hits stay crisp. D. Add shaping with stock devices in session on the drum rack chain or the tom group. Add EQ8 and high pass below about 60-80 Hz if the toms don't need sub. Insert drum bus and gently drive by +1 to +3 dB. Increase transient a touch and use modest compression to glue hits. Add a saturator for subtle edge and place a glue compressor on the group with a fast attack of 1/3 ms, release 50-150 ms, and a 3:1:4:1 ratio to glue the fill. If tails cause smear, use gating or clip volume automation to carve them out. E. Session level tightening techniques. Use the groove pool to try a tight groove or extract one from a reference break and apply it lightly. If a sample has pre-roll, use simpler's start control or the sample's transient tab to remove it. Duplicate the MIDI clip and experiment, but keep edits surgical. Move only a few notes by 525 ms for the most musical results. F. Convert the session clip into arrangement audio. There are 2 ways, but recording is recommended to capture all processing and automation. Option 1. If you drag a session MIDI clip into arrangement, you'll copy MIDI only. Option 2. Record to arrangement. Arm the drum rack track, enable global arrangement record, launch the clip in session, while recording so Live captures the instrument output onto an arrangement audio track, then stop. Now you have a rendered audio clip to edit precisely. G. Tighten audio in arrangement. Set the clip's warp mode to beats for drums and use transient preservation. Zoom in and add warp markers at attack points, then snap those transients to the grid. Quantize transient markers to 1/16 or 1/32 to lock timing. For more control, right-click and slice to new MIDI track by transient so each hit becomes a MIDI pad you can re-trigger, re-pitch and re-quantize. Alternatively, split the audio at transient markers and nudge slices by tiny amounts to micro-tighten. Consolidate the final result to a single clean audio file. H. Final processing and arrangement on the audio track. Use EQ8 to sculpt presence. A small boost around 200-800 Hz can add body and cut any harsh resonances. Use drum bus sparingly for extra transient control and a touch more drive. Glue the bus gently to sit the tom fill in the kit. Automate volume, pan or width if needed. For a classic Total Science sheen, send a small amount to a short reverb on a return. Keep decay very short, around 20-60 ms, and high pass the reverb so it stays tight. Common mistakes to avoid: don't over quantize everything or the fill will sound robotic. combine quantize with micro nudges. Don't leave too much low end in the toms. High pass at 60-80 Hz to prevent clashes with bass. Avoid overcompressing. Too much compression kills transients. Always render a copy before destructive edits so you can revert. And don't rely only on MIDI quantize after converting to auto. Slice or warp accurately to avoid artifacts. Pro tips. Use Slice to new MIDI track to extract the best transient and retrigger it for perfect timing and pitch control. When warping, temporarily turn off warping to hear the natural timing, then re-enable to tighten only what needs fixing. Create a muted ghost pad in your drum rack to audition the fill against the groove without affecting playback. For sub-reinforcement, duplicate the fill pitch down an octave, low pass and high pass it carefully so it adds body without mud. Save a custom drum rack chain and FX rack preset for a quick tight tom starting point. Mini practice exercise: load 3 toms into a drum rack in session view and program a 1-bar fill with 16th or 32nd notes. Quantize to 1/16, then nudge 3 notes forward by 10-25 ms for syncopation. Add drum bus and glue with conservative settings. Arm and record the clip into arrangement as auto. In arrangement, snap 4 key transients to the grid, slice and remove smear, then consolidate and export the 1-bar fill to compare it with the original MIDI version. Recap: you've programmed a tom fill in drum rack, tighten timing and dynamics at the MIDI level, shape tone with EQ8, drum bus, saturator and glue, recorded the session performance into arrangement and finalized timing with warping, slicing or slicing to MIDI. Keep edits small and surgical. Tune and trim sample starts, quantize then micro nudge, shape velocity and envelope, and use conservative dynamics processing. Save versions as you go so you can /B and revert. Closing: think surgical. Small timing moves, short envelopes, modest drive. Always check the fill in context with your bass line and kick. Use the checklist and the pro tips as a toolkit. Pick a few techniques each session and build that classic, tight total science tom sound one careful move at a time.